Lord Jesus Christ. We bless the name of the Lord for His mercies, His wonderful visitation. We were here in the morning and trust that the Lord spoke to some persons. Amen.
Amen.
I want to say a big thank you to brothers and sisters for taking the time, those of us that were here in the morning, to come back, and also a wonderful Pastor George and members of this fellowship. The Lord bless you richly in Jesus' name. And also thanking the Lord for seeing Brother Alfred. Alfred, are you with your wife?
Yes.
Ah, sister, you're welcome. Amen. I met Brother Alfred the first time I came to Singapore and spoke with him, and he believed and he was baptized. And something remarkable happened on that day. After his baptism, we were still in the water when in a pool when a Muslim woman was passing by, and I just spoke into the air, just said, whoever believes, Jesus is available to save. And she came right into the water and met us there, and I asked her, what do you want? She said, I believe Jesus. And I held her and said, I don't care how you believe it, but I'm baptizing you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. And there was a sign. Amen. So we thank the Lord, and I've not been very much able to stay in touch with Brother Alfred concerning the word, but I'm thanking God this time that we've met, that the Lord will perfect the things that He has started in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Yes. I would like to sing a song. It's a song of encouragement to us tonight. You know, a lot of people come into this world and feel that they can just go on without God. While in India, I had an encounter with some Hindus. There was this brother, this man, he's just living next door to the church, and he called me up in the pastor and said, we're disturbing. That why should you have a meeting yesterday and you're having today, and this is going to run for 1 week? Don't you have better things doing? Amen. And I looked at it and I didn't know what to answer him, because I don't see where I can place him. So I went out, and then the pastor was talking with him. When the pastor came, I said, brother, there is really nothing to speak to a person like this. When his time comes, he will understand. And if he doesn't, then there will be a problem for him. Amen. So in life, we did not just appear here. We did not land from the moon. This place was fashioned. Even what you have here in Singapore, it is God that has given man the grace. If we have no breath, no health, no strength, no wisdom, all these things from God. Though the enemy might manipulate them, you won't be able to do these things. So, as we were born into the world, we needed a mother to take care, to breastfeed, to wind us, keep us, for us to grow. So also, in real life, you must know that the one who sent us here is the only one that can keep you true. Amen.
Amen.
Every other thing is temporal. Can't take you so long. When death comes, reality sets in. Amen.
Right.
And then there will be no way to turn back to correct the past. So whatever we want to achieve, wherever we want to be, we have to settle it right here. Amen.
Right.
So it's just a simple song, and before we go into the Word of God. A long life race, you stumble in the darkness. Your blinded eyes can see the light of God. On that same road, you listen to Jesus calling. He says, come walk with me, and I will see you through. Come walk with me, for the road is dread and narrow. Come walk with me, For you cannot walk alone. The road is rough and there are many dangers, brother. Come walk with me and I will see you through.
Amen.
Come walk with me, for the road is dark and narrow. Just walk with me and I will see you through. The road is rough and there are many dangers, sisters. Come walk with me and I will see you through.
Praise the Lord.
On that same road, you listen to Jesus calling. He says, come walk with me and I will see you through.
Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord.
If you walk with him, you get there.
Amen.
Now, you see, God doesn't, he does not want to be second. He wants to be first.
Mm-hmm.
And if you think you have a first thing and you feel he's the second, just be sure that he's not there. If he's not the first, then he's not there at all.
Yeah.
Amen. So, we should find him where we have lost him. Amen.
Right.
And start from there. Tonight, I just want us to turn to scripture, Psalms 90. Psalms 90, verse 1 and 2. Psalms 91, verse 1 alone. And I will be speaking on identifying the Christ. Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations, before the mountains were brought forth, or ever thou hast formed the earth and the world. Even from everlasting to everlasting, thou art God.
Amen.
Psalm 91. He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty. May the Lord bless his word tonight in Jesus' name. Amen. Now, we find out that the children of Israel were God's special people. The other day in the house fellowship, there was this mention of the Jews, the Gentiles, and the Samaritans. Now, the Gentiles are a separate people from the Jews. The Jews are God's special, called out, separated people. And any time that a Jewish man would take a Gentile woman, he will not produce a Jew. Neither will it produce a Gentile, it will produce a Samaritan. But if a Gentile man would take a Jewish woman and they get married and produce, it will be a Gentile. So, we found out that there was a day that Jesus went with his disciples and they were passing through a city called Sychar. And he sent them to go into the village to get food. And while he waited by the well side, there was this woman, Samaritan woman, that came forth. She was coming to fetch water. And Jesus, being who he was, he had foreknown all things, knew that it was the day for this woman to come back to where she rightly belonged. Now he started engaging her in this discussion. And at first, she was kind of pushy. Thou being a Jew, it's not right for you to ask me of water, being a Samaritan, for we have nothing in common. The Lord Jesus was not quick to answer, oh no, we have something in common. He just allowed the discussion to flow, so that she will get to where she needs to get to. And as the discussion progressed, the Lord asked her, if you know who I was, you would have asked me and I will give you water, even living water. And she was interested. But she asked a question, very sensitive question. Art thou greater than our father Jacob, who dug this well and drank from it and even his cattle? Now she had hit the point that her father, generational father, was Jacob. And where was Jesus coming from? He was also coming from this seed of Jacob. Amen. Mm-hmm. So she had answered the question that they had something in common.
So the first scripture we read said, Lord, thou hast been our dwelling place in all generations. Now, before we came to gather like this tonight, before we came to become who we are tonight as Christians, we must have been somewhere in the mind of God before the foundation of the world was laid.
Amen.
God has foreknown us and foreordained us to be in this particular place, in this particular time, to glorify His name. In Ephesians chapter 1 verse 4, it says, For He had chosen us from the foundation of the world that we should be holy and without blemish.
Amen.
So, we have been dwelling in God. And if we come out here and find ourselves in this world, and it is the business of God to look for His people and re-identify them. That's why Jesus said, I came to seek and to save that which was lost. If He never had you, then He cannot say you were lost.
Right.
He came because He foreknew you. You were with Him in the mind of God. Were there, maybe as a thought, maybe whatever. But when He came down out here, He came to look for that which He had.
Right.
And you also will be doing the same thing by looking for your dwelling place.
Amen.
Going back to the right place.
Right.
Amen. So we find out that there can be no other place comfortable for sons and daughters of God except in Christ.
Amen.
And Christ is the Word.
Amen.
But identifying this Christ, that's where the little problem is today. Amen?
Amen.
So these Jewish people, they were actually waiting for the Messiah. One prophet to the other, from one prophet to the other, writings and prophecies have come. And even to say the fact, they were actually told their timing that the Lord, the Messiah, will be in the land. The actual time that He will be on the scene. They had everything, the priests and the Levites and the scribes. They were studying, they were preparing. But when the actual time came, we can't explain why they failed.
Right.
But because it was the mind of God to have a Gentile people sit here tonight and call themselves the sons of God, and it's true, God had to blind them in order for us to have a chance to enter in. Amen.
Amen.
So we see that as this expectation was, they were there expecting Him to be born in one great, from one great family, expecting Him to come down from one mountain, expecting Him to descend with His glory, like as in the days of Moses, maybe on the mountain, and Moses saw His glory descending, or see the fire burning. Now, God does not cause an attraction when He does anything in front of the unbelievers.
Right.
So, just like the rapture has been talked about, there's not going to be any advertisement. God is not advertising anything.
Right.
So if you feel that God is going to come out and advertise, today we see, if we were on the other side, and a meeting like this, there would have been this advertisement going through the radio everywhere, oh, come, 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 come. God is not looking for too many people, He is looking for the people that He has already foreknown.
Amen.
And so if you are here tonight, it's not an accident.
Amen.
Amen. So these people, they were expecting, and then it's surprising that God left them. At the very time that the star appeared and went to another land and showed people that were not even of God.
Right.
These men, it was written in the Old Testament that diviners, those who studied the stars, that it's the thing of God detests such a thing. But He showed to these magis, showing them that the star had appeared, and they were coming from three different directions or maybe four different directions, because they were looking for the same thing they met in the way. Amen.
Amen.
So, but tonight, we see people carrying the same Bible going different ways.
Mm-hmm.
But look at these people. They were never taught, they were never trained together. They were never friends. They were coming from different directions. Now let's talk about these wise men for a while. Wherever they were coming from, maybe Iran, maybe India, Bible says from the east, and they were just coming all the way. It took time. And they were following the star. You know that the star will not appear in the daytime. It appeared only at night.
Right.
So in the night they studied the star. In the day they moved. In the night they studied the star. In the day they moved. Differently. And then they came to a place to take an inn, whereby there was a hotel for them to rest for the night. And this one just checked in. Maybe 4 o'clock. This one checked in. 6 o'clock. The other one checked in about 7 o'clock. Maybe just different time, or maybe together, different rooms. And at night, it was time for them to watch the star. One came out,
and he bent down, he was watching, maybe with his instruments or whatever.
And the other man came out and suspected, what is it doing? I hope he's not looking for the star. Amen. But he too went his other way, and he kept watching. And this other man came out and said, what are you doing? What are you checking? What are you checking also? Amen. Said, oh, nothing. Because if you find a treasure, you don't shout about it.
Right.
Amen. So I wonder why people get duped when they say, oh, this, I did this. Because before the man, the scammer gets you, it means that you also are greedy. When you get something, I won't find a bag of gold and I'll come and say, oh, Brother Gan, here's a bag of gold here. I'll take it first. Amen. That's it. So he found this thing, he seen it, and it is because of this car that he left home, and he was coming. He checked. And then the man was observing. Then this guy was an open guy, decided to be open a little. Friend, are you in any way looking for a star? Oh, star? Yes. It's the star that brought me this far. Yes, I've seen the same star. Is it that of the Messiah of the Jews? Yes. And then, because it was the same thing, it brought them together.
Right.
The word of God will do one thing. It will unite our faith.
Right.
But also, that same word is going to separate people.
Right.
It will separate the unwanted things. Mm-hmm. And bring in the things that I needed to be. So they met, and from that time they had to go together. And now their coming together also had a disadvantage. When they got to Jerusalem, what were they doing? They will need to pass the night to see the actual direction of the star. But when they got to Jerusalem and they saw the signpost, Jerusalem, city of great kings. Uh-huh. And that's what is happening today. The names of some pastors on earth have gone too great.
Right.
Greater far than the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
This is true.
If I will say something this morning against Ora Robert, many people will not forgive me. But let me say anything about Jesus Christ. Yeah, people have been saying anything. They use him for any example they want to use. That's not a problem. But don't touch the apostle.
Right.
Amen. So we find out that that is a signpost that is giving a wrong direction, pointing a wrong direction. So when they saw the signpost, they decided to turn in. And when they turned in, things got spoiled. Okay, they got to the king. Herod, we greet you in the name of the whoever, but there is a king born to this family. We've come to pay homage. Ah, in my home, a king? It was a problem.
Right.
There shouldn't be a king born when this king is still alive.
Right.
And then the man developed fever. Then what did he do? He called for the priest. Those who supposed to know, they came to the palace. Immediately they will respond to the king. They will respond to political men. They will respond to politics. They will respond to economy. They will respond to business. Right. But to identify the truth, they will not want to. So they came with their scrolls, with their books, the scribes. Because the king calls you, there must be banquets. Amen. Mm-hmm. They are after dining, and the king said, oh, welcome, men of God. Please, I have visitors here. They're saying that they've seen the star of the king of the Jews. Do you know where he will be born? He didn't bite them for 1 minute to even challenge the Lord and say, God, we are the people. Who are these people? We don't know them. How can they say they have seen the star? Mm-hmm. Or maybe argue it out. It wasn't what they were interested in.
Right.
They had a fellowship that evening. So they were to prepare what to preach. Away from the mainstream. Away from the world.
Right.
They were preparing for a fellowship that night. That day should have been maybe preparation for the Sabbath. It must have been a Friday. And then they said, well, let's be fast and answer them. He will be born in Bethlehem of Judea. So where is the place? When you go left, turn the first small town by the left, that's the place. He directed these wise men and they left. Herod even tried. Sirs, when you get there, bring back words that I also may go to worship.
He did some good thing there. He said that he may go to worship, even if we know his motives. But look at these other people, these pastors, these bishops. When they closed their Bibles, it didn't bite them 1 minute to check if truly there was a Messiah in the land, whether it was a fake. They gathered the thing and went to prepare for Sabbath. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Right.
They missed the chance.
Right there in their temple, right there in their synagogue, there was this other priest or this other man that was different. He was called Simeon. He would not walk the way they were walking. He was not thinking the same way that they were thinking. Let me tell you, if ever you want to walk with God, you must be different.
Right.
If tonight you are still very much loved by the world, and the things of the world they please you so much, brother, sister, there is a problem.
Amen.
There is a problem. It's not the way it should be. That's not how it should be. Now, these people, they were watching this Simeon. His life was different. And all they could say is, he's being too religious. He's a fanatic. That's what they will say to you. But this Simeon, he had set his mind to identify the Christ. He had set his mind to identify God's visitation. And that particular day, when Mary and Joseph came into the temple, when they brought this child, he could feel their presence. He could feel the aura. He could feel the light of God around. And he went, carried the child. And then he said, this particular child shall be for the rising and the falling of many in Israel. Now listen, that is also to us. The word of God is also for the rising and the falling of many.
Right.
Amen.
Amen.
The people have heard it over the years, and they have risen. People have heard it, and they have fallen.
Right.
Which side will we be tonight? They did not identify that night. They missed that also. The Bible says that he will be the Lamb of God. And indeed, was he not the Lamb of God?
Amen.
He had no comfortable place like this to be born. Mm-hmm. Men had no time for him. Women had no time for him. Young people, they were too busy. Today, I see in Singapore, everybody just moves. They're getting mad. It's not a blessing. They are dying. See everywhere. What are they listening to? The enemy has occupied them. Occupied them so much that these children are not even, there will be no regard for their parents. No matter, this is not prosperity. It is disease.
Right.
Amen. So, everybody's just going busy. No time for him. No time. They were there. And then, the animals could cry out.
There's a place here. We can share.
The animals gave him a place to share.
Right.
But the human beings that he made in his image, they were too busy for him. They could not identify him. When he was 12, I said that this morning, this very widely accepted church was moving with this Christ, was moving with this Messiah to be, or before his time. They were moving together, and after a while, they lost touch. She thought, you might, this evening you may be thinking he's with you. You may be thinking you are still on course. You're driving, or you're running a race, our race. Maybe it's a sprint, for example, you're running, and then you left your track, you're on another track. Even if you take first, you can win the prize.
Right.
Because you have left the track, you've broken the rules.
Right.
Amen. So they went all through, and he was there in the temple with the priest. They were asking, whose son is this? He was talking to them. The things that pertained before the beginning.
Right.
He was talking to them. The things that came up from the foundation of the world. They couldn't know these things. They never knew it. But instead of them to sense that God was giving them an opportunity to identify that his time is almost at hand.
Right.
They were not thinking about that. They were thinking about talking about how to share the proceeds, the tithes and the offerings that came from the Sabbath.
Right.
That's where their mind was.
Everything else would take them. But when it comes to the word, the devil wants to be everything he finds in the Bible, the devil wants to be that.
But not the word. Not the word proper.
Right.
He wants to be a healer. He wants to be a prophet. He wants to be an angel. He wants to be a giver. He wants to be everything, a deliverer. But he does not want to be the word in full. Amen. Mm-hmm. Don't sleep in the church.
Right.
Because if you fall down, there'll be a problem. Amen. Amen.
Amen.
Now, if the devil comes to you anytime, he is not bold enough to say, "Brother, you see, I'm the devil, the bad guy that we're talking about. So I've come today to take you to the beach so we go and enjoy ourselves." He wouldn't say that. No, he comes like a priest. Mm-hmm. He must put on his white garment with a big cross. Because there are some of us that are very, very much allergic to cross. When we sit at home, that's holy. Amen. Check his white very well. There could be, you definitely find there are stains. Amen. Uh-huh. So he comes with this white and then with this cross. And then he thinks about the angel that if you are such a person that you believe things easily, he thinks about an angel that you were not aware of. I'm Angel Gaddafi. You don't know if there is a Gaddafi angel. So you just, yes, Lord, speak to me.
Right.
And then he writes over you. Now, this young boy was speaking to this man. And they could not take the time to settle down for a while to wait. We are getting too busy. And when you are too busy, you cannot identify the things that God is doing. By the time the mother came, she also came with her own blunder. "Sir, why have you done this to I and your father?" Trying to introduce. They were asking a question among themselves, "Whose son is this?"
Right.
And then she had come to tell them, "Oh, this is Joseph's son." He wasn't Joseph's son.
Right.
And so, he technically answered her. I call it a respectable insult. Amen. "Oh, mom, why are you looking for me? Don't you know I was supposed to go about my father's business?"
Right.
This man did not think. How many nails had he put on the wood while he was sitting with them?
Right.
They knew that Joseph contributed in doing some of the things, repairing the temple. He was a carpenter. But this boy had been here talking with them for hours. He was without a nail, without a hammer. So, what work was he doing?
Right.
What business was he doing? Right. The business of the world. So he was the son of God. Amen.
Amen.
They couldn't understand that. It went on and on. While he was dying, the day they were killing him, they said, "Let's be quick about it, brother. You know, there's service this evening. Because today is the day before the Sabbath. So right. It was a Friday. Get quickly. Do it fast. Mm-hmm. Then they hurried, facilitated. They put the nail. Yes. He's gone. When he cried, the Bible says that the son was ashamed. Mm-hmm. Because his creator had been touched.
Amen.
And he said, "I'm not going to shine this light today. I have to go for break." The earth spoke. And men, they heard it.
Right.
The earth quaked.
Right.
Rocks rented. Everything. There was commotion everywhere. And this soldier standing here, he was just doing the bidding of his boss. But he turned when he looked and said, "Indeed, this was the Son of God." Mm-hmm. They heard that. It didn't move them. There was a service to attend to. People want to worship. There is this urge to worship because there is vacuum in man. There is emptiness when you don't worship.
Right.
But identifying what to worship is the problem. And Jesus said to the woman, "You are worshipping, but you do not know what you are worshipping."
Right.
Now today, it is a broad thing. Everybody wants to worship. And nobody is ready to ask questions. It is not a sin to test the Spirit.
Right.
Test the Spirit.
Right.
What do you test the Spirit with? Take it back to the world.
Amen.
Take it back to the world. That dream, that wonderful dream, bring it back here.
Right.
That wonderful vision, bring it back here. That wonderful message, bring it back here. If it does not hold water, if it cannot stand, knock it out.
Amen.
great men have come. They've passed this world. At their work, people have formed groups.
Mm-hmm.
And when they form this group, they move away from God. They could not identify him. Now, you could say, I know the word. I know these letters. I know my Bible very well. Knowing the Bible might not be what is not actually what you need. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
You see, because we know that Jesus died at the age of 33 and a half. Mm-hmm. That's, we know the Bible. Amen.
Mm-hmm.
We also know that he was born of a virgin. We know the Bible.
Right.
So these people, after the death of the Lord Jesus Christ, everybody escaped. These two brothers were running away from Jerusalem, going to Emmaus. Escaped out before they get us. And they walked, it was evening time, they were walking away, running quickly. And as they were talking, they were looking behind them so that somebody would not be hearing maybe what they were saying. But you can feel that you are running away.
Mm-hmm.
You were not meant to run away. You can't run away from him. So he stepped among them and he was the third person. He was walking with them. And he asked them, what manner of discussion is this that you are discussing? And you know, when somebody, some people amongst maybe in the world today, if you get to ask them a question, yes, some boldness, and they feel a little big and they say, okay, I'm on top. So this will just pick up later. Oh, so you're just a new guy in town, you don't even know. Come, let's teach you.
Yes.
He's not ahead of Jesus. He was a prophet, a mighty in words and deeds. In him we thought he was going to restore grace of and power to us from these Roman people. But, you know, they beat him, he cried. They killed him, he died. And today, the third day, and some of our sisters have said that they've seen him. Even some of our brothers. There's this news that he has resurrected. But we are running away to help ourselves. He said to them, you fools. Were you not supposed to know that Christ ought to have suffered and then enter into his glory? Amen.
Amen.
And the Bible says at that time, beginning from Moses, the law, the prophet, he and the Psalms, he opened their eyes that
right.
they might understand the scriptures.
Amen.
They understood the scriptures, yet they did not know him.
Amen. That's right.
That's one part. They understood. They knew the scriptures that, yes, the scriptures said this and this will be. But they still thought he was a guest, a visitor. So, when they got to where they were going, they turned around and they saw him making the move. Brother, that's your own path. You need to call him. Amen. That's your path. You don't just say, oh, God knows my sorrow. God knows my depression. He will do it. If he doesn't do it, let him leave it. You can't bluff him. Amen.
Right.
You don't need to bluff him.
Right.
You're wasting time. He said, sir, it's getting late. We would like to host you. Come on. Come on in. It's dangerous out there. Amen.
Amen.
Why? Why is it dangerous out there? Because they've not received the igniting thing, that fire that will put them out there even when it's dark. So he came in among them. The Bible says, they gave him this bright fish of bread. When he broke it, their eyes were open.
Amen.
And immediately they knew him, that he was himself. Oh brother, there was this fire in them. Those who were asking somebody not to go forth, they stood up and they went back that night to Jerusalem.
Amen.
Because they were equipped.
Mm-hmm.
There was this form of faith built in them.
Amen.
So they went back. They were able to identify him. Mm-hmm. When you identify him, fear will disappear.
Amen.
When you identify him, sorrows will go. Let me tell you, don't allow the devil to hold the switch of your temperament.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, look at her now. Can you just put up this switch now?
Mm-hmm.
She'll be crying. And they come. Oh, Lord, mommy, forsaking me. Why this, why that? The angry. Oh, Lord, thank you. Oh, Lord. He keeps playing with you. Amen. You are the one that's supposed to be in control because you have identified him.
Right.
Let me tell you. The Lord is not looking on your weakness. But the enemy is pointing those weaknesses to you.
Right.
Sister, remember you, remember.
Mm-hmm.
And then you become cold.
Maybe you have gone away and you are trying to come back. You don't know how you feel. Probably people will talk this and the Lord will, how would the Lord feel? The Lord doesn't feel that way, brother. Amen.
Amen.
In the first place, if He never wanted me to be here, no matter how hard I try, I can be here.
Right.
It's not possible. So He makes all things beautiful in His time.
His time, yes.
Identifying Him, we must learn, we must place ourselves. It's not a matter of learning now. You must place yourself where you will meet Him. Zacchaeus knew that he was going to pass through this place. He had known he's going to come this way.
Right.
And so he set himself. Even though Zacchaeus was hiding his body, he was not hiding his heart.
Right.
The Lord is looking at the heart.
Right.
He was not hiding his heart. In his heart, what was he hiding? He was hiding his body of sin. But in his deep down in his heart, Zacchaeus had an urge to be with him.
Right.
And when Jesus was passing, the deep called to the deep. And he looked up. Big man, come down. Can't hide. He's not interested. Did he ask Zacchaeus about his sin? No, it was Zacchaeus that was talking. Oh, you see, Lord, I've cheated a lot of people. And in fact, I want to return those things. I've done this. That's not the problem. Your problem is identify him first.
Amen.
Everything will go on by and by. When you identify him, you will take the right decision.
Right.
When you identify him, mistakes will be taken away. When you identify him, you will be at peace. There will be no fear.
Amen.
Whenever you get afraid, brothers and sisters, you equip the devil.
Blessed in the name of the Lord.
Whenever you get afraid, you make him strong.
Mm-hmm.
I believe with all my heart. Day and night, I believe and I continue to believe. Satan has no power.
Amen.
Except the one you known to him.
Right.
There was this woman, young lady, by the name of Esther. Maybe you don't understand what Esther was going through. Maybe there were about 200,000 virgins gathered up in a place.
Mm-hmm.
And the king was to pick one to become queen. Then if there were 200,000, the 199,000, and that would be left forever, they would be put maybe in the dungeon. And closed. The Bible says if the king would want any of them, he had to remember the name. And what king will just be remembering names of women when he has the affairs of the world to take care of? That was an empire. Amen.
Amen.
So he could just come and say, there's this Indian lady that you brought the other time during the tryouts. There are many Indian women. There was this Chinese, there was this Nigerian, Oh, king, I think that one had died. Because the man does not want to take the pain to go and look for her. Because you know the king cannot come in there.
Mm.
So, look at it. As narrow as the road was, you could say it was probability, it was by chance, it was by luck. There is no luck in God. Everything had been foreordained.
Right.
And pre-planned and well placed for you. The lines are falling unto me in pleasant places. Yea, I have goodly heritage.
Right.
So, this empire was a slave empire. They will come in, conquer you, and rule you. Ahasuerus, waiting to receive this queen. Each night, these girls were coming in the morning, they will go. And they were all failing. Some will just come, he doesn't like, they come with you, they have heard from them, they were listening to the bad person, the wrong message. And they came with these things, and then to him, they look like a ghost. away from me. And that woman would go. From different lands, different culture. But when it was the turn of Esther, she identified the helper. She identified the right source. She said to her guy, there's nothing I can choose. I can't choose anything. Whatever you give to me, that will do. Amen.
Amen.
Why should you listen to a Haggai? guy knows the king. He certainly knows what the king loves. He certainly knows what the king wants out of the queen.
I want nothing. Whatever you give to me, that will do.
Right.
And the man stood back and looked at her. She was different.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. You don't need these paintings, these cortices, huh? You don't need to cut this hair and make it short a bit, like one of these stars. You don't need to, sir. Whatever you will give me, if you say I should cut it, okay. Whatever you want to give me, that will go with me. And the man said, okay, come. Just made it very simple. In fact, maybe other girls were laughing. What's this? Mm-hmm. Is this? Oh, okay. Bye bye to the dungeon. See you in the dungeon. But the day Esther entered into that place and the king saw her, the program had come to an end.
Right.
Because the king had found her, his queen.
Right.
The exercise ended.
Mm-hmm.
Why? She identified the word. She identified the right thing. Today, you also need to identify. There is no aspect of your life that you should keep God away.
Mm-hmm.
Oh Lord, thank you Lord. I just wanted to be in the worship. You know, come in the worship. When I'm worshiping, you'll be there. Lord, please, my bedroom, please stay out. I'm just advising you to stay out. Lord, my job, you know, it's my job. Lord, don't interfere, please. You're still my God. That's how our prayer goes. We may not be saying it, but our heart is doing
right.
It. Amen. Right. And right there, our heart, the heart as we are meditating on these things, is hitting like a bomb. Boom. And he's hearing. Oh Lord, you see, I want to have this friend. What are you looking for friends for? Amen.
Right.
If anything that will bring you with somebody, if it's not this thing, sister, brother, it will cost your souls.
Right.
There's no pleasure outside God. Right. You've been fashioned. If something was made with clay today on earth, there will be a manual written to it that don't soak it in water.
Mm-hmm.
Because it is clay. Is that not so? Mm-hmm. Now, if you were made and fashioned for the Spirit of God to lead, then why do you think that the enemy can lead you?
Mm-hmm.
It's not possible.
Right.
Amen. So we have it is in our power to control the things that seems as if we can't control it, only for us to identify. Parents in Singapore, let me tell you, don't say, no, if we are living in a bad time, these children, we can't control them. You are a different people. You live in Singapore, you are not Singaporeans by nature. Amen. You are just Singaporeans by condition.
Right.
But spiritually, you are of Christ.
Mm-hmm.
And you are heavenly bound. Amen.
Right.
So you are not these people. So, our mothers, I was telling a sister here the other day, I said, listen, both father and mother, you sleep in the night and you feel like going to the toilet. If you don't stand up from that bed, do you think you wet the bed as an adult? You won't.
Right.
Amen. But when God wakes you, you go there and you come back. Don't just go to the bed. Why not lift up your hand and begin to speak to concerning that child? If they are sleeping in their rooms and you have access, why not go there and just, you mother, lay a hand on them. Claim them back to yourself. Amen. Draw them back to the kingdom. When all elements are silent at that time, you put your hands on them and pray for them. That they will remember where they are coming from. Because the Bible says, train up a child in the way he should go, and when he is grown, he will not depart from it.
Right.
If you identify, then they will be able to be led.
Mm-hmm.
You must be ready to be led. That's part of the identification. Amen.
Amen.
So, this thing has been coming up. In this generation, God sent a prophet. Amen.
Amen.
To end this confusion. It's not a popular thing, but it is true. We may be where, I said this morning, people want to discuss about God. They say, oh, you see, dear Osborne, or a robot, A.A. Allen. Yes, wonderful men. We all appreciate them. But they were not the Chamberlain that we should hear.
Right.
We are Esther, a type of Esther. We should hear what Haggai said.
Right.
And today, in this generation, God has sent one Haggai. In the days of Paul, he sent one. In the next age, he sent. Seven, he sent to the Gentiles. Seven is our number. He sent the seven spirits of God, that whoever hear these men in their respective generation will line up behind them. And God will not send two persons. Amen. He will not send two voices. Oh, Moses, go bring the children out of Egypt, Egypt out of Israel, of Israel out of Egypt. And that's the time. Noah, while Moses is doing that, you go and build the ark. Elijah, please, stand on the mountain of come out and shout who is standing for the Lord. At the same time, that's what we are seeing. Aaron is here blowing. It happened. And then Robert was here blowing. These generations have gone. What they've left behind, they are blowing in Singapore, they are blowing in Malaysia, they are blowing in Japan, they are blowing everywhere at the same time, yet they are going to different directions. Brothers and sisters, there is a way we must identify. The way of truth.
Right.
Check it out. Bring the word, bring the experience, bring the dreams, bring your desires, bring it back to the word. If it does not stay, then it's not of God.
Mm-hmm.
These men, they were identifying the star. And because it was one star, it brought them to the same place.
Right.
Now, if we claim tonight that we are serving one God, then it will bring us to this place.
Mm-hmm.
The place of the Lord.
That's true.
Where we can open this word, and the pastors will look at themselves eyeball to eyeball, and they will not be ashamed. And the brethren, the sisters and brothers will look at themselves eyeball to eyeball, and they will not be ashamed.
Right.
Because they have believed the word. So they will also become the word. Amen. It goes far away from our condition. Identifying the word places us in our position. Because we were in Him before the foundation of the world began. He has been our dwelling place.
Amen.
So identifying the word is returning back to that place. Identifying the word is taking your place. These seats are empty. Amen. These seats that are empty, if there were people to sit on them and they are not here, I'm not talking about those who are working. I'm not talking about, but there are people tonight who say, I just want to relax. They've sent the devil to sit on their behalf.
Right.
Sure. Amen. If you identify the word, you will go with him all out. There will be no excuse. The things of God will please you at all time.
Amen.
Listen, when it's time, when a child is out of the house and it's evening time, he or she wants to get back home. If it's night is coming and that child is not feeling like going back home, that's a bad child. Amen.
Amen.
We consider that a bad child. So the presence of God is the place we must want to be. Not just in the tabernacle here. Even when we are around in our homes, our Bibles are not to be open on Sundays alone.
That's
or
right.
On days of fellowship. Look, get back. And whichever way you feel, you are so happy, there's something for you to read. You are sad, there's something for you to read. You are hungry, there's something for you to read. You are too full, there's something for you to read. God is everywhere. In any way you want to find Him, in any how you want, you need Him to touch you, He's ever present.
Amen.
He's a present help in time of trouble.
Amen.
Anyhow, and what is he doing? When you identify him, brothers and sisters, you become solution.
Mm-hmm.
I said in the morning that we should be solution to the people around us.
Right.
Let the people know that in this block, there's someone we can call. There's a child of God. If he or she will pray, we know that God will have mercy upon all of us.
Amen.
Let them know that something is in you.
Amen.
You're not to tell them, but your life will say it.
Yes,
you're not
right.
To shout it. But your life will preach it.
Amen.
As you are walking, you step the dust that they also step. They put their legs there where you have stepped. Some experience will happen because you are and you have identified him.
Mm-hmm.
When you identify him, everything will change. When you identify him, you'll be able to deal with troubles. Amen.
Amen.
He said to Peter one day, Peter, the devil has asked me, Satan has begged me to give you to him that he might save you in a sieve. But I have prayed for you. Amen. It's part of identifying him. He will test you in all ways. He will put you through many things.
You might even be fed up. One day Peter also passed the old road. Many a times some of us passed the old road. When he came to the seaside, saw this friend, "Oh, brother Peter." Ah, they didn't even call him brother. "Oh, Pete, how are you?" "I said, fine, sir." "Since you left the fishing business, there's been boom." "A friend has just built a new house and he's married a third wife." "Whoa!" "And this was the, oh, this guy has just bought a new ship. There's been boom, Peter. Well, since you start following that younger man, things have been working wonderfully here for us." And he was thinking, walking on the road thinking. He was late for the fellowship that day. All that Jesus preached didn't enter into his head. He was considering, yes, age-wise I'm bigger than this guy. And I'm following him, and I've lost no sheep. And look at this boy that I trained. Look at her. Look at this. And so there was question time. Question time. And Peter lifted up good hands. "Oh, Peter, you can wait. Let the visitors." "Oh, no, Lord. Question. Answer this now or there will be a problem." "Oh, what is it?" "We that have left all and followed you." Amen.
Right.
He had not identified him at that time.
Right.
If he had identified him, he wouldn't ask that question.
Right.
So God is patient with you. He's patient to lead you until you discover him.
Right.
He said, "I have guided thee." Isaiah chapter 43, verse 1 to 5. "I have guided thee, even though you have not known me." Isaiah chapter 45, rather. "Say, I am the Lord. There is no God beside me. I have guided thee, even when thou hast not known me." I want us to read that.
Amen.
Isaiah chapter 45, verse 5. "I am the Lord, and there is none else. There is no God beside me. I guided thee, though thou hast not known me. That they may know from the rising of the sun and from the west that there is none beside me. I am the Lord, and there is none else. I form the light, I create darkness. I make peace, I create evil. I, the Lord, do all these things."
Right.
So there was no way you could have been right if God will not put you to be right.
Mm-hmm.
So he's not asking you to blame yourself tonight. He's not asking you to look down on yourself tonight. But for you to look up. Look up and say, "Lord, I think I know that I was in you. I believe that I was in you. And I want to stay in you." That particular place that you proceeded forth from, that's the place you should return to. That's the place you should stand. That's the only place of your defense.
Mm-hmm.
"He that dwelleth in the secret place of the Most High shall abide under the shadow of the Almighty." Mm-hmm. The secret place of the Most High is the Word of God.
Amen.
When you dwell in the secret place, in this secret place, it's a place of hiding. No matter how the storm will come, because you are in the Word of God, this storm will not against the Word. Not you. You're only imagining.
Right.
All these are imaginations. They're not real. Nothing is touching you.
Mm-hmm.
Amen. Amen. Nothing can touch you.
Amen.
There are powers embedded in all of you. He has given you authority, but you are not exercising it. Amen.
Right.
You just allow it to be dormant. And you just look at God. You just know it, Lord. I'm just being humble. Don't be humble. That's not humility. Amen.
Amen.
Humility is to come down to the level of this word.
Amen.
Even though it hurts you. If the word says, "Leave where you are," you leave. If the word says, "Come back," you come. When you don't need to fear what people will say about you.
Right.
You don't need to think what people will think about you. They have their lives to live.
Mm-hmm.
You have your life to live. So you face up the challenge and look unto God, the author and finisher, and say, "Lord, it is you that have failed. It is you that can put me right."
Amen.
Look at David. Oh, when Nathan came to tell David, "There's a man in this kingdom. He's got everything. And then he did this. And he took somebody's sheep. He took the only sheep that man had." And David said, "Such a man shall be crushed." So it is you, O king.
Right.
You know? I thought David would kneel down and say, "Nathan, please, speak to God on my behalf. Beg him that I'm going to give this, I'm going to give that." You know what he said? "Nathan, it's time for you to go. Amen. Nathan, you can leave my house."
And Nathan said, you mean I should go?
Yes, go.
I've seen I'm the one. You just go. I know how to sort it out. He made me. And then I can face him.
Right.
Amen.
Right.
And then he turned to my surprise. He said, Lord, only thee and thee alone have I sinned against. He brought Nathan. He brought Uriah. He brought Bathsheba. Only you and you alone have I sinned against. Deal with me in your mercy.
Right.
What? He recognized where he was coming from.
Right.
And that's where he returned to.
Uh-huh.
So, why are you saying, I don't know, what would the pastor be thinking? Let the pastor think what he wants to think. The pastor has his life to live.
Right.
He has his God to face. But I also, like I said in the morning, no one should push me out of the family. Mm-hmm. No, I don't want to be pushed out of the family. I am in the family, mm-hmm. and I will remain in the family. If there is somebody to go, you go. Leave me.
Right.
That has been our dwelling place.
Right.
In all generations. Mm-hmm. If he had been our place of abode in all generations, how come in these few hours of temptation, I feel that he is not good enough to walk with me?
Right.
There was a time I was in my mother's womb. Nerves were just moving, kicking. Maybe my mother fell one or two times. You know those pregnancy accidents. But I never came out anyhow. It was okay.
Mm.
At the right time, he made all things beautiful in his sight.
Amen.
So if he had kept me, I was in him. Why should I think at this moment that I can write without him? It's night, brother. Sister, it is night. You are driving. Somebody is driving you at night. And he's a learner. He's just learning how to drive. It was his second time to drive a car. And he's driving it in the night. He doesn't know the road. I'm afraid for you. Amen.
Right.
I think something drastic is going to happen. Let's go back to the original. There's one who has been there. You talk about death, he has tested it.
Right.
You talk about pain, he has tested it.
Right.
You talk about tears, it flowed from his eyes.
Right.
You talk about sorrow, he has felt it.
Right.
You talk about love, he has given it and he has received it.
Amen.
So why are you thinking that he is not good enough for you? Brothers, sisters, that is where we should be. We should be in the secret place.
Amen.
David, he knew. That's why he wrote in Psalm 34. He said Psalm 32. He said, this is the blessedness. A man that is blessed is one that God does not impute his iniquity.
Amen.
If you are a son of God today and you have been baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, I tell you there is some privilege that you have. If you do something wrong, he's going to knock you, hit you and push you, but he will not write it against you.
Right.
He will draw you again.
Amen.
Because he knows that you are a sheep.
Yes.
You can't find your way back. So you cannot say, I went away, I was wrong, I was wicked, I was this. Then I thought about it and I decided to come back to God. Who told you came back? He found you.
Amen.
So if he found you, if he got you, lift up your hand and say, Lord, thank you for bringing me back. Thank you for taking me out of the wrong road and bringing me right to the right way where I can feel the fresh air of your love.
Amen.
Where I can feel
praise
the fresh
God.
Air of your peace.
Yes.
Where I can feel the freshness of your goodness. Where I can experience your right hand. Where I can experience your power. I want us to experience the power of God.
Amen.
It is real. There is no history here. Mm-hmm. Everything that you see, I can make it happen again.
Amen.
As many times as you want, it can happen. If we would just believe him and not doubt, why should we doubt? Brothers, let us doubt our doubts. Sisters, begin to doubt your doubts. Doubt your doubt because your doubt is what doubting. But believe him that he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. He is present. His power is present to heal.
Yes.
His power is present to save.
He
says, come walk with me, for the road is dread and narrow.
Right.
You can't walk it alone. You can't walk it alone. Don't know who the Lord is speaking to. But if he is speaking to you, you can't walk it alone. You need to have a rethink.
Mm-hmm.
If you are afraid, oh, it's been bad. No. Listen. If you are a Christian, you claim to be one. The Bible says that the saints will judge angels. If you are not tested, how will you judge angels? You are shaking over the affairs of this world. You are shaking over the affairs of the things of life.
Then you want to judge angels tomorrow? The saints will judge angels. The saints will judge angels. The Bible says so. So we need to re-equip ourselves and stand. Said, after we have done all to stand, stand! We must stand and not fall. We must stand and not fail. The grace is already there. The grace is already there. He's leading you. He is before you. He is with you. He is behind you. He has made a wall of fire around about you. Nothing can touch you. When the arrows will come, when the darts of the enemy will come, it will knock against the world. And the world will repel them. Because you are in the Word of God. We are dwelling in the secret place of the Most High. That's where we have been in all generations. And we must manifest it in this last days. May the Lord bless us tonight. We would like to pray and just pray for as many that the Lord will lead us to pray for.
Amen.
It's a short time. Amen. And I trust that the Lord, amen,
amen,
will do His desires upon your life. Whatever it is, it might be a habit that you have and it's getting too strong for you to overcome. You don't need to overcome it by your strength.
Amen.
You just need to surrender yourself to Him. Just surrender yourself to Him. Show Him that you are weak. When you accept your weakness, He will show you His strength. Amen. It could be maybe it's a character that that's just coming upon you. Maybe you are unable to forgive some persons. Let me tell you, as sons and daughters of God, we are not sinners. Don't let the devil tell you that. You are not. Amen. You've been saved and you are free.
Amen.
So we don't need to go without confessions. If there is anything in your life, confess it and move forward. Just be open. Don't carry people in your heart. Your heart is the abode of God. Don't need to carry anybody. When you carry people in your heart, you become so weighty and your knees will be knocking together because you are carrying men and women in your heart. No freedom. And then you become lighter because you are heaven bound.
Amen.
Don't carry the things that will screw you to this earth. Forgive men and go forward. Forgive women and go forward. Let them be free and you also will be free.
Amen.
Shall we rise on our feet?
Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Ask me not, O gentle Savior, yet my humble heart in your way.
Why dost thou art calling? Do not pass me by.
Maybe you have people at home that have not given their lives to God and you are desiring them. This is the hour that you just consider and just bring them to your heart and desire as we sing this song. And they may be far. You know, a woman was just desiring her husband to come to the faith and I told her, I want to come to your house, back in Bombay. And I said to the man, I said, I'm inviting you personally, not to church, but to have a little talk. And he came and the Lord touched him. After 28 years that the wife has been a Christian, the Lord just touched him just last week and he was baptized. And when I was going away, he said to me, you know, brother, you are my friend. I will never forget you. I want you to just carry this gift. I told him, I'm traveling. I don't want to be heavy. He said, just accept it. You've rejected all this, but accept this. And I said, okay, for you also honoring my invitation, I will take it from you. But look at this, brother. After 28 years of beating the wife, pushing her out today, bringing her back tomorrow because of the faith, he is standing for it. And as hard as it could be. He was shouting and crying because he has identified that fight. It's very possible. With God, all things are possible. You want to pray tonight, you just sing that song, and then you just pray. If you feel that you want me to pray for you, just be free. We'll just pick a line and pass.
Amen.
Then we'll pray. And then the Lord will touch you. Whatever the trouble is, don't tell me. When you pass, you'll identify.
Amen.
Amen.
Pass me, Lord, O gentle Savior.
Felt some form of discouragement in the past. You've been dragged to and fro. Or maybe you are even fresh. You want to ignite a relationship with Him tonight.
Amen.
You don't need to look on any man, but I'm led to pray for you. I feel led to pray for you. Now I want you to just approach as we lift up our hands while others will be speaking to the Lord. Maybe the person you are praying for is not here. You could think of family members. You could think of friends that are out there. You can begin to lead them now to the Lord. But if you are here and you want to ignite the relationship, you want to get strengthened, maybe you are tossed. Maybe the wave of life is hitting you. Maybe you feel depressed. Oh, why do we need to cry when there is help in the house? His presence is here with us to deliver,
yes,
to heal. Whatever pain, whatever sorrow, trust Him and just come forward and be prayed for. Thank you, Father, Lord. God bless you.
Glory.
You're still there. Could be sickness that is holding you. Could be sorrow, could be pain. Whatever it is, believe Him. Bible says wherever He went, He was doing good. Maybe you are here, you're not baptized in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Oh, brother, sister, believe Him and take this bold step. His presence is here.
Amen.
Begin to talk to the Lord wherever you are. Get back to Him this moment. Get restored to Him this moment. Pour your heart to Him. He understands you.
Wonderful.
He is just right in your thought. He understands you. He hears you. He feels you. Just begin to pray this moment and believe. Lord, I pray for your people tonight.
Hallelujah.
In the name of Jesus, I lift them up before you, O God.
Yes.
Begin from the pastor, George, and all the saints of God here.
Hallelujah.
Worshiping this evening fellowship.
Lord,
I pray your grace upon their lives.
Amen.
Lord, rebuke the devourer from them, O God.
Yes.
That which is turning their attention, whatever is distracting them, Lord, I pray this moment, let that spirit be gone now.
Amen.
And let the light of God shine, that they may identify you, Lord.
Amen.
And move from glory to glory, from strength to strength. Whatever, Lord, we pray even now for our children, O God. Every spirit of waywardness, I command, you don't have right to touch these children. Lord, because the Bible says the children has given unto us, they are given for signs and wonders even to the land of Israel. And we are the spiritual Jews today. Lord, this moment I pray the grace of God upon these people.
Amen.
Thank you for your mercy.
Oh, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah.
Those that are down, that are falling, oh God, I pray you lift them up.
Amen.
Those that are weak, Lord, may you strengthen them.
Hallelujah.
Those that are sick, I command healing in the name of Jesus.
Amen.
Father, you are a healer.
Hallelujah.
It's the same yesterday, today, and forevermore.
Amen.
So, Father, I pray, as many that are oppressed,
hallelujah,
with a spirit of oppression, all obsession, whatever it is that is weighing them down, I command burdens to be lifted.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Amen.
Let every habit that is not of God depart from you, brother.
Amen.
In the name of the Lord Jesus.
Amen.
I pray for victory in your life.
Amen.
In the mighty name of Jesus.
Amen.
Oh, thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
For your mercy and your grace.
Amen.
We give you praise.
Amen.
Keep us in the bound of peace, Lord.
Jesus.
And that we stay in this in the word.
Amen.
And continue to identify.
Hallelujah.
In Jesus' name we pray.
Amen. Amen.